Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a very snowy getaway Friday night. Friday, February the 16th, 2024, 12 minutes past the hour, joined in studio by Matt Morgan and Carrington Nelson. As we've switched up the microphones here, so I'm trying to remember which microphones I have you both on, so we're sounding good here on a Friday night. I do want to let people know we are live, and because we are live, Marion is on a level one snow emergency, but all that really means is travel with caution, which you probably should be doing anyway since it's snowing. So travel with caution, level one snow emergency. It looks like the snow is going to stop after 10 o'clock tonight anyway, so probably not going to be too bad, but travel with caution. And a live news report is level one snow emergency. All right, Matt, plug-a-roo, because guess what you can do if you are up after this show and you're not going anywhere because it's a nice snowy night? You can do what?
So after the Friday Night Live show, you can listen to my interview with the 2024 presidential candidate named Chase Oliver. He's the presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party.
And it will be on at 10 o'clock following this show. And why should they listen?
It's really interesting. I think that it's interesting to get another party's perspective, seeing as according to polls on the internet, the majority of people are dissatisfied with the two-party system. So it's, you know, I think it's interesting to get the third party option.
What will people be interested to learn tonight? What's the big takeaway?
I mean, I honestly think they'll just be interested to learn about the Libertarian Party. I don't know how many people know about the Libertarian Party or what they their values are.
Well, there you go. People will find out tonight at 10 o'clock. So that's a lot of fun. All right, Carrington, what's new with you? It's been a Super Bowl. There's been a Valentine's Day. How'd it all go?
It all went pretty well. I had a little Super Bowl get-together, and we had some Taylor Swift versus the 49ers cheering going on.
Is that who played on Sunday?
Yeah.
Now, I did not watch the game, but I didn't know it was Taylor Swift versus the 49ers.
Yeah.
I missed that.
That's who we were cheering for. So.
Oh. Well, I wish I would have watched it.
Those were the teams. It was crazy. Valentine's Day was fun. My friend got me this candy here that me and Matt are now enjoying. So,
very tasty.
Yes. Shout out to her. Thank you so much. And I had work today, so not much besides working.
Well, I have a good Valentine's Day story because on Valentine's Day, I got, you know, you would never expect this, but I got, because really the way to my heart is through the larger diet sodas, especially from McDonald's. And I got one that morning given to me with a happy Valentine's Day. I'm not going to say who, because frankly, I'm not talking about anybody anymore who is not well known, because apparently when I talk about people, it's the whole thing. So even in a good way. But that was so nice. I mean, and it was here you go, happy Valentine's Day. And I thought, well, that's very nice.
Ooh, my mom got me chocolate-covered strawberries, so I was really excited for that. That was a big highlight moment for me.
So chocolate-covered strawberries are the way to your heart?
That's the way to my heart.
Okay. Matt, how about you?
I didn't get anything for Valentine's Day. But
this is depressing.
No, I mean, it's fine. Valentine's Day is a waste of a holiday anyways. I've said that before, but...
Not a holiday, but okay.
Yeah. Things are what you make them.
I also didn't get anybody anything for Valentine's Day, so, I mean, it's fair that nobody got me anything.
Is it a reciprocation holiday? I guess.
I guess. I don't know. I mean, I think that if somebody gets you a gift, you should get them a gift.
I was playing Cupid for two kids on Valentine's Day, which I thought was interesting. Although...
Yeah, she wasn't there, though.
She wasn't there, though, so I felt bad for the kid.
Did you give her the flowers the next day?
No, because she wasn't there the next day.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's a big problem.
Has she received them at all?
No. No. But the kid... left them for me.
No.
Yeah.
They're probably wilting now, too, and not looking
good.
The
next day, he added to it, too. It wasn't just flowers. He added something in a little bag that I did not see.
Oh, my gosh.
So I'm starting to feel bad for him.
Yeah. Where is she? Like, is she avoiding him? Is that why?
No. She just wasn't there.
For several days in a row now? Like, somebody... Oh, okay, well... Wednesday, Thursday. Today's Friday. Did you?
No school today.
No school today? Oh, okay. Well.
No school today?
No, it was a CODA day.
Oh.
But I feel bad because, yeah, I mean, he did the Secret Valentine's thing. Didn't I bring that up last week? That was the one day you could go in and do something like that.
Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
No, what are you talking about?
A lot of people feel very awkward in telling somebody that they like them. But that's the one day a year you can get away with, like, the old Secret Valentine's thing. You can tell somebody you like them, and it's not seen as an odd thing to do because it's Valentine's Day.
I don't know. I think getting into a relationship or, like, getting married on Valentine's Day is just a curse. You're bound to fail at that point.
What? Why? What bad mojo do you have around this?
I just think that getting married on Valentine's Day is bad luck. Same thing with getting into a relationship on Valentine's Day.
Well, I don't know if you start the relationship on Valentine's Day. You just tell the person you like them on Valentine's Day.
Okay, I guess.
Although I did see a lot of people on my social media celebrating their, like, 1, 2, 3 year anniversary.
Oh, yeah, it's a big marriage
day.
The day
before or the day after Valentine's Day. It wasn't on Valentine's Day, I noticed, which I was like,
yeah, because it's bad luck.
That's funny. Like, they were preparing.
Well, no, it's like July 4th. It's they put it the day before or the day after because everything's booked that day. If you try to go for a reception hall or something, there's only so many. So a lot of people will have it the day before or the day after. That's why a lot of people's anniversary is July 3rd. Or July 5th.
Got it. Okay. So it's like they're picking February 15th because then they get, you know, a sale engagement ring or like a sale chocolate bar to give to their significant other.
I think that's okay.
I agree. I think it's financially savvy, but it's just funny.
Well, I just think that it was an interesting Valentine's Day and all went well with everybody, so that was good. Let's see. Well, the top 10 list, I should mention, I did talk to our friend Bob, who produces the top 10 list. They will be back coming up soon. He's just busy at this particular point, his busy season. So I do want to let people know those will be back. Had two governors on this week. It was a great week for politics on the show. We had a governor on Monday, Governor Taft, and Governor Strickland was on this morning. That was great. And, I didn't get a chance to talk about this morning because I had Governor Strickland on. And I'm trying to explain how to say this without saying this. But anyway, somebody approached me this week with some confidential documents. And I want to say thank you. I don't know if that person's listening. They might not be. But I want to say thank you to that person because I think in journalism / broadcasting, a lot of times we don't pay homage to the courage that it takes to do something like that. Because that person who gave me those documents had to trust that I'm not going to say who they are, which I won't, and they also had to have the guts to give them to me. And I wouldn't have known any of that, because you can't know everything. So confidential informants are a big, big deal. So my Cubs cap is off to that person.
Can we know what the documents were related to?
I haven't read them yet. It's been a busy couple days.
Okay, so somebody approaches you, gives you a sealed envelope that says confidential.
No, it was a big orange envelope.
Okay.
It was like a packaging envelope.
When I was with, I met with them for about an hour.
Okay.
They pulled out the documents during that time and kind of gave me an overview of who it was about. But I have not read the documents
myself. So it's like spilling the tea on someone. Like there's some sort of like juicy gossip in the documents. It's not like a political thing, or is it?
Well, I'm not going to say yet.
Okay.
But I'm going to say that this is a very important thing, to have people like this who will do this. And they sought me out, so I appreciate them.
You have undercover agents working for you.
Well, you build up an amount of trust, I think, over time, and people are willing to do that. And I'm glad that they are, because without people like that, I don't know how far you could go.
That's just funny, because you're obviously a broadcaster. You talk, and they're like, oh, we should give this confidential information to a guy that can talk.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's to get the information out.
They want it spread.
Yeah, not everybody will do
that.
Got
it. Okay. That's why I was confused. I was like, is this supposed to be a secret? Okay, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So why can't we know what it's related to?
Because I need to check it out first. But what I will tell you is not everybody will do that. If you think just because you go to a newspaper or a broadcaster that they're going to run with the story, no. Most people are afraid of backlash. Most people are afraid to be denied access. So a lot of people won't run with the story, even if you do give them information like that.
Oh, interesting.
I think that's no good.
What's true?
Right?
Access is a big thing.
If there's something to talk about, you might as well talk.
Well, it all depends, because you don't purposely ever want to set out to crush somebody.
No.
Even though inadvertently that might happen.
Oh, okay. See, I just have no idea what these documents are related to, so I can't give a lot of input on what I think.
Well, I really can't at this point either. I just know kind of what this story is.
Okay. That sounds good. There's nothing else to talk about.
But you know what? trying to move me along?
No, go ahead. What else?
Oh, see, this is why fights happen on this show.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
And here
we're having a good night.
I thought you and I had become friends again.
We had made up. We have.
That we were even email buddies the last couple days.
We were. We've been chatting.
We've been chatting away.
Chatterboxes.
Like nobody's business.
I know.
And I thought this was a whole new thing for us.
No, it's good. It's good.
And then here you try to move me along.
No, you try to shove me along. I wasn't trying to do that. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I wasn't doing that.
Matt, you should have saw it. We were just exchanging emails.
We were.
It was just a thing.
There were all the LOLs and the
LOLs and responses and it was amazing.
Responses.
Well, tell people how this started, because I do think this is an interesting topic, because it's etiquette in the new technology age.
Yes. Okay. So basically, we make videos. Everyone's seen them. You see them on the Facebook page, and
I got something to say about this, by the way. Go ahead. Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I do. But I'm going to let you go a little deeper before I come in.
Okay,
go
perfect.
Ahead.
So we make videos. We made a video for the Super Bowl. We made a video for Valentine's Day. And you might be thinking, I never saw those.
Yeah, right.
And that's a great point. You didn't see those. Nobody saw them. Nobody saw them except for the inside of my camera roll. Because after we finished filming the videos on my phone, I couldn't recall if I had messaged the videos to Scott.
Hold on. There's a time frame important here.
No.
The time frame
Don't
here
interrupt
is.
Me.
No, hold on. The time frame. We tape these on Friday night at like 10:30. You asked me like Saturday morning at 8 a.m. She couldn't remember.
I am never awake at 8 a.m. on a Saturday morning.
Up.
I will
look
wake
it up.
Up right now.
Pull it up. Pull it up.
I will. We've got timestamps. We love the new age of technology.
I love a good timestamp.
Okay. It was 9:16 in the morning.
Okay. There you go.
Not 8 a.m.
Is this a big difference, Matt?
Pretty close.
Okay, there we go.
Pretty close. Okay. So I couldn't recall if I had sent...
In the last, 11 hours?
Yes.
Yeah.
I couldn't recall if I had sent Scott the videos because... You know, during the break, we take a picture for like the break hour of our show. So I send him that. We take some pictures there. Yes. And then we had recorded the videos. And my Facebook Messenger is messed up right now. And it won't stop sending Scott Groundhog Day videos.
That's true.
So I said, so many Groundhog Day videos.
You can stop sending those.
Yes. You said, don't need them. Don't worry about it. And I was like, don't need what? Because
I kept sending the Groundhog
videos.
I'm not
sending them. The Facebook Messenger is
I understand
messed up.
That now, but that's why I said that.
You're like, please stop sending them. Yeah. It sent so many of them to him again and again. So I was like, you don't need what? And then I see another Groundhog video sent. And I was got it. I think my phone's just sending some of the Groundhog videos. I don't know why. And then immediately
What time was that message?
That was 9:16. I sent them together. I sent the
Groundhog. So the first message you sent on that morning was at 9:16?
Yes.
Okay.
It says, I think my phone is just sending some of the Groundhog videos.
Okay.
I don't know why. Did you get the Valentine's Day / Super Bowl ones?
Okay, but what in that same bunch of stuff happens?
Nothing. There's a whole lot of nothing.
No, a Groundhog video. A Groundhog video comes after that message.
No. Yeah, okay. It comes after that message.
There you go.
30 minutes later.
After that message.
30 minutes later.
I wasn't sitting there looking.
I think you were. It said you were active. Anyway.
So she's paying attention. So go ahead.
I'm paying attention. No response ever comes. I was like, okay, I assume he got the videos, because if he didn't get the videos...
This is where we're having a problem.
This is where we're miscommunicating, because I assume if he hasn't gotten the videos, he's going to message me and be like, hey, send me the videos, and he would see where I messaged him.
Okay, this is Saturday morning.
Yes.
Super Bowl Sunday.
Morning. Yes.
And you stalk the Facebook page.
I don't stalk the Facebook page.
When you're tagged.
No, I don't get Facebook notifications. So, like, I genuinely...
Well, then how do you know about all these pictures?
There's never
been a time where I said, oh, this... And you said, oh, yeah, I saw that.
I know. Okay, because, listen, I have, like, maybe... Okay, just kidding. I have 45 friends on Facebook. That's not that many, though. So, like...
You're not popular.
No, I don't use Facebook. You're one of, like, the main posters. So, anytime I log on to the Facebook app...
You see it.
I see stuff.
Okay.
And, like, I don't get on all the time, though.
But enough to where you see things pretty... Every time I've asked you about something, you said you saw it.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so...
Go ahead.
I hadn't gotten on Sunday. Didn't know that the Super Bowl thing wasn't posted, though. I didn't. I didn't.
Listen, whatever.
I just assumed if you didn't have it, you're going to reach out to me.
Okay. So Monday comes.
Yes.
and you still have not seen or...
No, I wasn't thinking...
Totally oblivious.
Yes.
Okay.
I wasn't thinking about the lack of the video because I don't know that I see everything either because I don't always like scroll through the
Tuesday
feed.
Tuesday comes.
Yep. Nothing.
Nothing.
Wednesday. Valentine's Day. I see Wednesday night. I was like, huh. I haven't seen those videos. And then nothing said until we're filming the Wednesday night show. Where this is finally brought up that...
You brought it up, by the way.
I did bring it up.
I did not bring it up.
I did bring it up. Because I was like, hey, this is weird. Like, did you not get those? And he's like, no, you were supposed to send them to me, and you didn't. And then we get into this whole debate about whose fault this is, that should I have resent the videos again, just assuming that he didn't receive them,
yes.
Or should Scott respond to me whenever I message him?
And again, I was not responding to you.
Okay.
So this is the point. Because I think that Groundhog video came again.
Right.
I thought that it was the same message that I had already seen.
And you were like, another gosh darn Groundhog
another
video.
Another Groundhog
I'm
video.
Not
I don't
it.
Need this.
Yeah.
So that was that.
Right.
And that was it. That's why I didn't respond.
Right. So you didn't know that I messaged you. And I just assumed that if you didn't have them, you would be like, hey, send me those.
Yeah, so, but if you had a question in your mind, does he have those or not? I can't remember the last 11 hours too sharply. And I'm looking at my phone, and they're not on there, but even though that could screw up, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
What would it have hurt sending them again?
No, it wouldn't have hurt anything. I did message you after Wednesday night and say I was sorry, which you didn't.
You did apologize.
Yes, which you didn't respond to. So I thought that was funny because I was like, oh my gosh, we were just talking about the
now
whole
what?
Thing where
but
you
that
don't
wasn't,
respond.
Now, did that need a response, though? It wasn't a question.
It doesn't need a response. It's just like, I like to know you saw it because guess what? Sometimes I send messages and you don't even see them. So just a little acknowledgement,
like,
maybe.
What is he supposed to say?
Yeah, do you see this car crash, Matt?
You say, hey, I'm sorry, too. I could have messaged you and asked for the videos.
So you weren't really apologizing.
No, it wasn't leading.
I understand now.
You asked me
you
what
you
were
really
said.
Apologizing. You just wanted me to apologize too, so then we all could live happily ever after.
No, I didn't.
Yeah. And by the way, we left here on Wednesday night at like 9:30, and when I saw you had sent that within like 17 minutes of leaving.
Yeah.
So that must have been on your mind.
It was on my mind.
Why?
Because I don't like fighting with you.
Aw.
I know.
Isn't that cute? That was Valentine's Day.
I know. It was Valentine's Day. We had a whole nasty argument. It was like...
Was it nasty? I didn't...
it was a little nasty.
No, I don't feel that.
You said that... What did you say? He said something that was a little rude.
Imagine.
You're rude, Scott.
I'm rude now, too.
You did. You said that I seemed something. That I seemed... not devious. I seemed.
Don't bring Matt up again.
Was.
I had to get into that whole thing again this afternoon.
There was a specific word you used. It was like you said I was salty, but it wasn't salty. Like I don't remember what word you used. Do you know what I'm talking about, Matt? Okay, this argument wasn't impacting as much as anybody.
No, but Matt, you saw it all unfold. Now you've heard the whole story top to bottom. How do you feel about the whole thing?
I mean, I thought it was kind of funny.
Yeah, but am I at fault here? Did I do anything wrong?
I mean, no.
There you go.
What? Why do you just always blindly agree with him? This is what my biggest issue is I leave this radio station and I'm like...
She's actually up on her hands and her feet now. I can feel the energy going through her body. It's about to be an angry moment.
No, I'm not angry. It's just... Like, as the only female here, I do feel that...
You think this is a gender issue?
I don't know if it's a gender issue.
No, it's not a gender issue.
It may be.
I can recall multiple times where I have agreed with you on many things that we've discussed.
There's a few things that you agree with me, but, like, the large majority of things, like, you and Sean are both like, yep, mm-hmm, that makes sense. With whatever Scott says, and I'm sitting here and I'm like... Is something wrong with me? Like, do I... What's wrong
Well, those are two
with
different
me?
Questions.
Yeah. I just...
So you... What you want is to beat me, is what it sounds like.
I don't know. I don't
want
to beat you.
That's what it sounds like.
Okay, I'm sorry. I don't...
It sounds a little...
We used the word. What word was it that you used Wednesday?
I was about to use a word there, but I thought I'll break her again and I'll get an email.
I'm sorry, email.
Yeah, I'm going to get upset her again. No, you sound a little, that sounds a little insecure is what it sounds like.
No, it wasn't insecure.
That sounds insecure that you want people to agree with you and you actually have to make it a point on a live program on a nice snowy night to say, I don't like that people disagree with me.
No.
And it can't be that you're wrong. It's because you're the girl.
No, it totally can be.
And if you're even squared off with me, it's not even like the boys all agree. It's like, him. You always agree with him, and he must be wrong.
You are the vocal one. Don't mess with this. Come on now. You know that you're the one instigating
Matt, is that what just happened?
This stuff. Yes, me and Matt never fight. Me and Sean never fight. It's just me and you. And that's fine.
It'd be Sean and I and Matt and I. Let's go ahead.
So here's the thing. Like, I mean, personally, I just don't usually feel the need to bring it up, which is why I don't. But if I am asked directly, I don't want to lie. Well, coming up with a lie is hard because then you got to remember all your lies.
There you go.
And then it just becomes a mess. So it's better just to tell the truth.
No, okay. I think that on a lot of issues, I can see both sides of something and you guys tend to like agree with one side. And I'm like, well, what about this? And everyone's like, no, that's crazy.
No, I think if you go back, see, here's what I think's happening.
I think was spiteful, by the way. I think you said I seemed spiteful.
You were, but I'll tell you why in a second.
That was the word. It was spiteful.
Hold on to that.
That was a little nasty in that moment.
Hold on to this. Hold on to the word, because I'll tell you why I said that.
My spite right now.
Because there's a little bit, there's a bit of the story you left out there, which I knew you would conveniently.
Oh, okay.
And that's why I called you spiteful.
Let
me go back to that in a second. Let me put out another fire first.
Okay.
If you go back and actually listen to this show, which maybe you should do sometime,
yeah,
you will find out that really I'm not giving my opinion. You think I am, but I'm just moderating a show.
Okay.
Whatever you're saying, so it's not like, Carrington, what do you think about this? And you say, and I go, yeah. We would have to have 75 topics if that were the case.
Mm-hmm.
So what's happening is I'm keeping the conversation going, and they're just happening to disagree with you. I don't think it's necessarily agreeing with me. They're disagreeing with you on the topic.
See,
but you're taking that as a personal thing.
So, like, you'll say that you think something is one way, and then Scott will be like, and then, like, so say I haven't been talking, like, all too much, and then he'll say, Matt, do you think, and then he'll just repeat what you said.
I'm just bringing Matt into the conversation.
Yeah, and then I'll say, no, and then that'll be that.
But you take that as agreeing with me. We got a call there. Call back if that was you. Oh, darn, the dreaded dial tone. Call back, 740-75. No, that's another number. 740-383-9944.
Wait, what's your phone number, Scott?
I don't remember the other digit. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Anywho,
yeah.
Neither hither nor yon, the point is that why this... There's two things to tackle here.
Okay.
Why do you feel that you have to best me? Because I know you say you don't, but you're taking me as a moderator, as an adversary. You don't like that the group here is always agreeing with me, as you put it, even though that's not what's happening, and Matt doesn't feel... I got to take the call, so we'll come back to this in a second. All right, go ahead, caller.
Hey, do you know why I noticed they changed the name of that park by where I work back to Founders Park?
Oh, they did? It's not Schutzer Park anymore?
Huh?
No, I did not know about that.
Yeah, there's a big sign up there. It says Founders Park.
Oh, that's not good.
Well, I was just wondering if anybody knew anything about that.
No, but I'll get to the bottom. Did they take the sign down?
There's a new sign up. It says Founders Park.
Well, I hope they gave the sign to Mayor Schertzer or something. That's
oh my gosh.
Well, you know what? I did talk to Mayor Schertzer about this, and he said he didn't even know that it had been done.
Well, I'm just curious, like, what's going on there?
Well, no, I'll get to the bottom of it. Do you know when it happened?
And quite, no, I just noticed it today.
Okay, I'll find out what happened with that.
I have faith in you, bird dog.
There you go. That's why I'm...
Bye, y'all.
Bye. All right. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. All right, go ahead. Why are you so adversarial with me? What is that?
I think that we...
But
just...
you're adversarial all the time with me.
What does adversarial mean?
You're against me. You want to beat
adverse.
Me. You want to beat me. It's like we're in a competition all the time.
I don't think that's what it is. Matt, do you think that I want to beat Scott all the time?
I wouldn't necessarily say that. You just argue a lot for, I mean, it seems like for what seems to be no reason in my eyes. But, I mean, other than that, like, I don't necessarily know that it's you trying to beat him.
You also don't treat the other people like you treat me. You don't tell that part of the story.
So I think that we just have differing opinions, and you're just the most vocal about your opinions.
But why can't they have differing opinions?
No, they can. I just don't think that they're as vocal. Like, it's been, what, 20 minutes of us just sitting here going back and forth about the other night?
Hey, Matt, what do you think about the other night? Well, because that's the topic.
Okay.
If it were about Scherzer Park, I'm sure Matt would have something to say. Well, football, would, Matt comes would. In much
no,
more.
100%. I'm
so,
not,
but,
no,
so you're
not,
wrong again.
That's not
what the point is.
That was not a dig on Matt's talking. I was just saying, like, in this, in a lot of our things, we just get very much, like, in the back and forth.
Because you come at me. I don't think you understand that I'm just the moderator. I don't think I've ever provoked you. Ever. Like, you brought this topic up the other night. You brought up the breakfast last week, which turned into a big whoop-de-doo. But then you turn around by the time the conversation's over and you try to blame it back on me just because I told you the truth.
I bring the topics up sometimes. That doesn't mean I think they're going to turn into a whole shebang. Like, I think...
Well, how could that not turn
into... I never know where things are going to go. Like,
right, but you always turn to me with your adversary. I don't even think you've said many, even... Oh, half the stuff you've said to me to anybody else. I don't even know if it's a quarter.
I don't know. You're just... You have the most, like... You give more responses.
Matt has called.
Oh my gosh, Matt again.
He does that.
My feet was not on the table.
Matt about pulls your headphones off constantly. He calls Taylor Swift's group a cult. He does all the, and you don't come at him nearly like you come at me.
That's actually a fair point.
Yeah, that's the truth.
I don't know what it is about you.
Maybe something.
You just give the best like responses to the. Aggressive statements? I don't know. I'll try to make aggressive statements. They're my aggressive statements.
You're aggressive toward me, and I don't know why.
Sometimes. I don't know what it is about you.
There is something that, there's an aggression there. Have you seen it?
I mean, there definitely seems to be a tendency to argue there.
Yeah, why is that?
To argue.
It's like you want to get the best of me. It's some kind of competition we're having, and I don't understand that.
I don't know. It's subconscious. I'll sit on it and reflect on it and let you know.
Oh, Lord. More reflection.
Yeah, I need time to reflect on this one.
In any event, go back to the... What was the comment I made the other night about
that? That I was seeming spiteful.
So you didn't like that?
Yes. Spiteful is where I was like, oh, this feels like...
Here's why she was spiteful.
We're getting a little bit past
no,
the
no,
show now.
Because of... No.
He's being mean to me.
No, you slipped a nasty comment.
What did I say?
When we were doing the live show and you decided to evoke this topic about me not responding, which, you know, most people would not appreciate anyway, but I thought, well, why not? You didn't give me any warning. Let's get into it.
It's just so, I wanted to talk about... I didn't think it would be like a whole thing. I thought you'd be like...
But you were the one who...
I didn't see...
There are certain
something.
Things you don't want brought up on the air, and you gave me no warning on that, and that clearly was meant to make me look bad.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, that was like a praise? That was a testimonial you were given?
It was just something I wanted to talk about. I was like, oh.
On
like,
the air. That was a good time
not,
to do it.
I,
in the middle of a show.
5 minutes later, I brought up something else. I said, would you my crochet hook? So I think
right, that was another dig that you took at me.
Is radio
that, see, that's a woman, and I hate to say that, but that's
oh
a woman.
Gosh.
Hold on. That's a, we've talked about this. That's a woman for you.
What?
4 months later, the crochet hook comes up for the first time. Haven't talked about the crochet hook since December. And yeah,
two months.
Well, you know,
2 months.
No. It was November because it was November. So the crochet hook. This is what happened. You want to hear why Shaq doesn't tell women things? This is why. Her crochet hook got left in the car. I told her I had it the night that I had it.
Yes.
Okay. It was never talked about since. Never brought up. Never mentioned. Never. We get in this little contretemps about you don't respond to messages. Why don't you respond? It's your fault. It's your fault. It's your fault. And somewhere in the middle of that, all of a sudden it goes, and you still have my crochet hook. Are you going to bring that back?
That is not how I said
That's
it.
That's exactly. It came out of nowhere. We weren't talking anything about crochet hooks.
That one did come out of left field.
I think she kind of phrased it as just, oh, and by the way, do you still have
Yes, but why? Why in that moment did that all of a sudden pop in your mind?
Something, it just popped into my mind then.
It was a yeah, but what about? It was that 3 a.m. I've been holding this in. Didn't mean it at the time.
I kept forgetting to bring it up, and then like in that
moment. That was the perfect time?
I was like, I remember right now.
He said the word spiteful, so I'm going
to
go after it.
And he stole my crochet hook.
He doesn't respond, and he stole my crochet hook.
Well, he would.
No. So anyway, the reason you were spiteful, number one, you brought it up like that in an adversarial way, which was adversarial if you watched the tape. And number two, you said during that, because I said the videos are the most important thing here. It's not, you know, responding, so on and so forth.
Oh,
and you
said, I know what I said.
Go ahead.
And I don't care about the videos.
And I don't care about the videos.
Because it's not about the videos for me. It's about the fact that you don't respond to me.
Right, which is what we're trying to get to here to solve. But is that not a salty comment? Is that not a spiteful comment? I don't care about the videos at all. The whole reason we're having this conversation, I don't care about that.
I did not say it with that much attitude. I was like, listen, you just kept saying the thing about, like, why didn't you resend the videos and stuff like that? And I was like, you know what? This isn't about the videos to me. It's about the fact that I try to reach out to you, my superior, the guy I look up to. And what do
the
I
guy
get?
You look up to?
Radio by silence.
My
radio
goodness.
Silence. Nothing.
This is how you treat the people you look up to? Yeah. I hate to see the people you don't like.
Yeah, well.
No, but I mean, isn't that the truth? That's what I felt spiteful. That was the spiteful moment.
That was a little bit far. I shouldn't have said I didn't care about the videos. It came out wrong. It wasn't that I don't care about the videos. It's just in that moment, I was like, it's not about the videos for me. I just want to know why
I know you well enough. I know you'll deny this, but
okay.
The truth of that conversation, because it was spontaneous, I don't believe you planned that.
No.
It was spontaneous, but we got to see the real you in that moment. And the real you was ticked. And that was an emotional moment. I mean, it went from crochet hooks 3 months ago.
Now you got to make that public statement like Travis Kelce did.
Yeah, you do. That was a raw moment. And I don't even know if you did this, but when that, I know this because I've edited the episode.
Okay.
As we were going off, because that was right at the end of the show, you were like, you had your hand over your head.
I was done.
And you didn't even look. I mean, I'm signing off, and you didn't even.
Yeah.
It was like, I don't care. I'm so angry.
Done.
You were ticked. So there was a true. It may have passed in 15 minutes, but you were angry. You were ticked.
I was just done with the conversation. I was like, this isn't going
anywhere. But you started
anywhere.
The conversation.
No, we just weren't seeing eye to eye. Because remember, whenever I tried to resolve it at the end, whenever I was like, you know,
you tried to do the even Steven
there,
on me.
I was like, we both have messed up. Like, yes, Scott should respond to me. Yes, I should have resent the videos if there was any doubt in my mind that I didn't send them. And you said, yes, you should have resent the videos. And that's when I was done. I was like, you know what? There is no getting through to this man. I was like, I'm done.
No, but
I'm
you
done.
Understand that's why people like these shows, and that's why this works, because it is real.
Yes. Yeah, no, that's for sure.
Yeah, but you were ticked. And a lot of times you don't want to be seen as an angry or a person who gets ticked off or whose emotions can be spurred. So you'll lay it to like, no, I really wasn't. Or no, but you were.
Uh-huh. No, yeah. I was a little frustrated by the end of it, for sure.
See, you can't even use the word frustrated.
Frustrated?
That sounds like you were just kind of...
Okay, I know.
You were ticked.
I don't know. Ticked is, like, too far.
No, you were ticked.
I was a little upset. Ticked? I never used the word
I don't think ticked is a horrible word.
It's not a horrible word. It's just never a word I would use to describe
what word
my
would
emotions.
You use? No, frustrated's not... Frustrated's like I can't get a Rubik's Cube solved.
Well, no, but it kind of was
angry.
Like that. It kind of was like a Rubik's Cube. It was like, well, how can we not see eye to eye on this? This has been 20 minutes of us having this conversation. I don't understand.
Yeah, but what really
how you
this
can't
is
see
about,
my point of view. And
but
I
really what this is
view.
About is phone etiquette. It's not about you and I, really.
Right, right.
It's about phone etiquette.
Yes.
But why do you always want to come at me?
That's not about phone etiquette, me coming at you.
Right, that's a whole other issue.
Right.
But why?
I don't know. I think you're just the easiest one to spur a reaction out of, maybe. I don't know. It's just like...
But I don't think I give you a big reaction, and I think sometimes that's what makes you angry. Because I'm sitting there, and I'm not giving you the big reaction, and you are getting angrier and angrier, and somehow we get to the crochet hook.
I don't think so.
Matt, what do you think? What do you observe? This sociological experiment we're having today.
Yes. I mean, I don't... I think that you guys argue a lot, and I mean, I think it's good. It's entertaining. I'm sitting here eating these gummy snacks that Carrington has so graciously provided.
But do you think I provoke her at any moment?
No,
I don't think so.
No, okay, no. You do sometimes.
I do not.
Yes, sometimes we're sitting here and you'll be like, Carrington's got the attitude tonight, and I will have done.
But that's
like,
because you have an attitude.
Thing.
No, let's be clear.
No, you try to read into some of my things sometimes. Like, one time you thought I was rolling my eyes when I was just, like, sitting there. Like, sometimes you'll think I'm doing things, and you're like, oh, let's get her going a little bit.
That's not
like,
true.
Oh, my gosh.
I've never saw it.
I'm so calm.
Now you're reading
every
into things.
Single
I've
week,
never said, let's
say
get her
something
going.
About my like attitude, about my what I'm doing.
I mean, if anything, like Scott will like make a joke that just upsets you, and then you'll come at him.
Exactly.
So like, I guess he provokes you.
Yes.
But Matt just did air quotes,
yeah,
by the way.
Oh, yes, I did
not
do air
really
quotes.
Provoking.
But like, it's more of like you were provoked by a joke that he had made. So it was more like you were upset by the joke. So
I'm making a joke that's clear to him,
it wasn't
but you take it as a realism.
It wasn't an intentional provocation.
No, but some of the jokes aren't like...
I'm glad you don't have nuclear weapons. Because, honest to goodness, I'd be coming over and I'd be like, hey, how you doing, Israel? You have some funny pants on today, and you'd fire those nukes right at me.
I would not. I'm a rational person.
Not with
like,
me.
Hey.
That's what I'm saying. You have an irrational relationship with me, and I'm not sure why. And it's so funny to me because when I go back to point A, when we actually had a conversation when we started doing this show, and you said, I really have a problem disagreeing with somebody who's older than me. Imagine.
Yeah, I don't think about our age that much, I guess.
No, and I told you that's what happens when you do a show like this.
Yeah.
And also you become friends with the people.
Yeah, it's
you
different.
Do.
If I met you at Kroger, like I wouldn't, you know. Like you
said, what would we be arguing about at Kroger? The bread?
Hey, I hear a lot of arguments at Kroger. You never know.
I don't
what
argue with anybody
argue
at Kroger.
About. There was an argument today. I mean,
not,
I wasn't
not
involved
with me.
In it. No, I know, but people argue at Kroger.
I don't.
Yeah, let's set that straight.
I don't.
Like, there's arguments.
No, but I get over... The kids are my friends at Kroger. I like the young people there.
I know. I've heard you giving them advice before.
I certainly do.
I'm aware.
You didn't like that.
It was funny.
Yeah. No, she does that at the other job, too, a matter of fact. She's not in the conversation at all. Just happens to be within earshot of me giving advice to some young kids. And I'm not young kids. I'm talking like 15-year-olds.
Yes.
And she'll speak up in the conversation. Did you just say that to them?
Yeah, because his advice is like, and that's why you should never date anyone ever. And I'm like, this is a 15-year-old.
But you don't know what started that conversation.
Oh, my gosh. I know, but sometimes you do have a little rash opinions. They're a little...
No, I don't.
There. Come on.
About what?
The whole anti-love. I don't feel anything.
I've been misrepresented
cry.
On... Well, I can't. Wait, you mean to lie?
No,
I was crying
lie.
Before I came
I'm
on
just
the
saying,
when I knew you were
fact,
coming.
Don't grab me!
You're coming.
Don't grab me!
There's gonna be a fight here in a second. She put her finger in my face. I couldn't believe that.
I did. Yeah, but okay, see
what
right
happened
right there. I didn't.
Yeah, what happened for the people listening at home?
You know, I'm not really even sure.
Touch it. Her finger came across the way.
I just saw Carrington's arm, and then all of a sudden it was just, you know, and then...
Yeah,
and then,
what are you doing?
I was just talking with my hands.
Okay,
I talk with
go
my
ahead.
Hands.
Whoa. Jeez.
I don't remember what I was saying now. My train of thought was derailed.
Who's irrational here and who's not?
Can't everyone be irrational at times? And wouldn't it be a little ignorant to say that one person's always rational and the other's not not irrational?
Like I said, I have definitely disagreed with, like, on the topics that Scott does give his opinion on that, like, mean basically nothing, there are times where I will agree with you and disagree with Scott
right.
and things like that. So, like, I mean, I don't necessarily see why...
Doesn't get my shorts out of joint.
I'm not saying either of you are rational or irrational all of the time.
Yeah. And, like, I agree with that. I just think that sometimes Scott's opinions just get a little, like the I don't have emotions thing is kind of...
What I'm saying, you want me to lie and tell you that I cried before I came in tonight or something?
No, no, but I don't want to bring up the breakfast thing, but I think that you're a little crazy there.
Oh, here we go again.
I'm not bringing it up.
Do you realize that the trouble that starts when you bring that up?
No.
Because... Some people, I think they know who that is.
Yeah.
And I think they do not like that I'm giving that opinion on that. I don't really care, but go ahead.
I know.
It's already out there,
yeah,
so go ahead.
The person brought Scott breakfast for 2 years every
Wednesday
morning.
I think it was more than 2 years, but whatever.
For more than 2 years, they brought him breakfast every Wednesday morning.
Why are we talking about this again? I'm talking about you...
Because I'm talking about whenever I think you have an
emotional... The hand's getting close again. That's why I'm going to yell at you. Don't you touch me. That's what I'm going to say. You come across this way.
I'm not touching you. Okay. Okay. No, I just think that, like, the breakfast thing, that's a bit of an irrational opinion. You think that that person was, like, doing something bad, that they were not being sincere and getting you breakfast for over 2 years, that, like, that was all phony, a facade. It was 2 years of free breakfast.
See, here's what's funny. I know the person. Don't you think I have a better grasp of this person than you?
Yes,
I've never met this person.
I know. I don't know who the person is. I've never met this person, but...
I don't think I've ever even said the name to you. Maybe somebody else... I don't think I went out of my way to say it.
Probably not.
Okay.
But if somebody does something nice for that long, it's just strange that you complain about it.
I'm not complaining about it.
You say it's insincere.
I'm reflecting back on it for the purposes of this conversation, and I'm saying it's sincere. At the time, no, I was very positive about it.
So I think if you look at the act of just getting him breakfast for 2 years and then stopping as being insincere, that might be a little different. But, like, if you looked at the entirety of the picture, like, things supposedly were not too great in the, I guess, friendship there. So, like, she had stopped.
Yes, so you have to figure that that was all for some kind of nefarious purpose. And I do think that's a little devious. What's wrong with me saying that? I'm the one in it. You're not.
No, I know. It's just, it's strange that you can have a negative
opinion. So why do you take umbrage with my story?
But it's the negative opinion on the breakfast thing. It's like, yes, maybe other things fell apart, but, like, just because they don't buy you breakfast every morning for
No. See, I think you've again missed the point.
Okay.
They never had to buy me breakfast.
Right.
It never had to happen.
Nope.
I never asked for it. If it stopped the second week, I would never have cared. But when you do something consistently and methodically for over 2 years, same day of the week,
you've done your schedule.
It's never talked about. You're never there. There's a note. There's different breakfast. Sometimes it's homemade. You're glad to take the compliments when I praise you for doing it after it's done. But the second we don't see eye to eye anymore, it stops. So that tells me it was not a sincere, kind act. It was a really methodical, devious act. I only do nice things for people who are perfect with me. I don't, that's not good. That's like, I'm only going to donate money, I'm only going to help people if I can take credit for doing it. I think that's devious.
I see what you're saying in the donating money if you can get credit for it, because it's not about the good act anymore. But I guess it just depends if, like, the sense of the relationship changed. Like, you guys weren't a thing anymore.
We were never a thing.
You were never a thing.
No.
So they maybe woke up and realized that you weren't a thing after 2.5 years of breakfast.
Again, so herein lies the problem. You were doing that with some devious intent involved. Like me more, like me better, like me in a different way, whatever. You were not doing it altruistically. That's all I'm saying.
That's the putting on the show.
Yeah, it's the show, and I don't like the show.
Yeah, but... Okay, anything that anybody does that's nice could be considered some sort of show. Like,
no, a one-timer is not... I've done nice things for you, I think. I don't think I had a nefarious intent.
Right, I don't think it's a show, like...
Because I don't do it continuously.
So it's the doing it continuously that's...
Yeah, that to me was diabolical. That's where that term comes about.
Diabolical.
It's diabolical. It's methodical.
Okay. That's okay.
But you think that's odd?
I think it's a little odd.
For what purpose? We've shot the first hour, so you might as well go in deep for the next 6 minutes.
I don't know that it could have been spun so wrong that this person did this for 2 years. Like, I don't think you do something nice for another person, like, for 2 years, and you're just, like, scheming the whole time. Like, I think there was some sincerity in their kind act that they're doing for you. Like, they care about you, obviously. So I just
well, see, that to me is the nefarious. Well, until the day, apparently, we don't care anymore.
Yeah. Until you stop caring.
Yeah. Until you stop caring, I guess.
Well, I mean, like you said, all things come to an end. So this is kind of a testament to your own view on.
Right, but it wasn't going to go on forever. I never had any idea about that. Matter of fact, I think I said to this person that I realized, obviously, one day this behavior of yours will stop. But I think it was always a show. And I just thought that that person was a generally nice person.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
And now your opinion's changed and your perception's changed.
Yeah. Okay. Because all things don't have to end badly. Matter of fact, the person who I, again, and this is not the only story I've told on the air. I've told the story about the wedding card for many years. Mm-hmm. Those people are real people. I've told the story about the engagement. That person is a real person. I still talk to that person occasionally. They don't hold a grudge. We don't have bad mojo with each other. The breakfast person, there's a little bit of distance there.
I'm sorry, I need to stop bringing this up. I'm done.
No, I'm just saying that that's a difference. You know, it got nasty very quick.
Okay, and the fact that there's still some bad blood between you
guys. I don't, but not on my behalf. Mm-hmm. I have no bad blood for them.
Right.
Why would I?
I don't know, because they have bad blood for you.
No, I don't do that.
Okay.
No. If you dislike me, that doesn't mean I dislike you.
Right. That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
I dislike you, but that's a whole nother issue.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. This was just an example about us having differing opinions. I don't remember what the main point of...
The point was phone etiquette, which is, I don't think that you... I think you should have just sent the videos again. If you were not sure either way and you did not get a message, send them again.
Right. And I agree with that. I should have just sent the videos again. And I also think that you should have reached out to me and asked for the videos, because you would have seen where
can't
I
admit
asked
she's
you.
Wrong.
I can. I was wrong, but I think that you weren't 100% right.
See, there you go.
I think that we were both a little bit wrong. We both messed up.
But it's why was it, again, in the final 2 minutes of this hour,
yes,
why was it so important that I respond? Because at one point you even threw the videos out. Who cares about the videos? It was that you didn't respond.
Because it hurts my feelings if you don't respond to me.
Why?
Because you're like my boss.
Yeah, but you think I do that purposefully?
Maybe. I don't know. It's happened several times where I've emailed you and you haven't responded back, so.
Everybody responds to you?
No, but whenever they don't respond, I assume they, like, didn't see the message or that they aren't checking, they don't care or something.
Well, there could be some of that involved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm like, well, okay, if they don't care, I guess I don't care.
So, basically, your whole life is quid pro quo.
What's that supposed to mean?
It's like, if you like me, I like you. If you hate me, I hate you. If you don't do this, I don't do this.
No.
That's kind of a...
No, that's not
salty,
my whole life.
That's a salty attitude.
No, it's not my whole
that's
life.
That's what you
like
just
that.
Explained. I'll send you a message. Your response is that you care. If you don't respond, it means you don't care. So then I don't care.
No, I think that that's a little bit of an irrational thought on my end, obviously.
I agree with you.
I agree with that.
You've agreed.
Yes.
Yes.
Write this down. It's
9:59.
We've agreed.
That Carrington is irrational. We agree.
I think that I have some irrational thoughts sometimes, yes. But I just assumed if you wanted the videos, like, you obviously knew it was Super Bowl Sunday and you weren't able to post the videos. Like, I'm not the one posting the videos. I just thought, okay, if he wanted the videos, he would be like, can you send me the videos if you didn't have them? Like, did you forget you didn't have the videos?
One time there was a thing that you, what was it, the Reacher and the what?
The Reacher and the Settler.
Yeah, it sounds like you always want to be the Reacher and the Settler. Is that what it was?
Yes, the Reacher and the Settler.
Okay. Seems like you're always reaching for a response. And when you don't get it, you always have to be the Reacher. You can't be the Settler. You can't be the one who just says, you know what, I'm going to send those videos again.
I don't think that this is an applicable...
I think it was perfect.
I don't think that that was...
It was very applicable, much like the fact that we're about to have a break. That's applicable, too. So go out and play in the snow and get yourself some...
Cheese dip.
Oh, she's upset now.
I'm not upset.
She's upset. Her
the
face
hands
is
on
red.
The forehead.
She's crying right now. She's in one of those moments again.
No, I'm
it's
fine.
Like the end of the television show. She's got her hand on her face. She's in a don't touch me mood.
No,
she's
fine.
Got her head down.
No, I'm fine.
Don't cry during the break.
Get your cheese dip.
I'll get you some napkins or something.
Okay.
Wipe the tear from your eye
as
we come back for hour number two on this scintillating episode.
Where we move on from this topic.
Oh, no, there's much more. The deeper dig. We'll be right back after this.
WWGH1071.com. CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225.